Back now with Day to Day, and it looks like the internet bubble may be back too. Reports today suggest that Yahoo may be interested in buying Facebook, that's the social networking website, for $1 billion with a B dollars. Steve Tripoli from Marketplace joins us now. And Steve, what is so attractive about Facebook for Yahoo?
Well, you know, these social networking sites let people post pictures and create web pages and talk to each other. Facebook's just a couple of years old. It's aimed mostly at college students, and it has 9 million visitors a month. So, you know, there's an even better known site everyone knows, MySpace, that has 50 million visitors a month.
And $1 billion, why would Facebook be worth that much?
Well, because of who's online there. This young demographic has media people tearing their hair out because they can't seem to get to them, with advertising at least. You know, they can't get to them through the old media like newspapers, magazines, television, and movies. These kids have a lot of money to spend. They're what's known as a viral demographic in the business, meaning they spread word of what they like very rapidly among themselves, like a contagious virus. So they're very desirable.
But could this be an indication that there might be a larger bubble at work here in the internet?
Well, history will judge. You know, Rupert Murdoch, the media baron, didn't flinch at buying MySpace for $650 million last year, and so far that bet hasn't blown up on him. He uses MySpace to get word of what's on his corporation's other media properties like Fox Television to this very attractive demographic group, and so far no one's calling it a mistake.
What are the risks, though, for Yahoo?
Well, just like in the internet boom, we're talking about a media model that has very slim track record of making money. I asked Jennifer Simpson, she's an analyst at the Yankee Group in Boston, why else this might be a mistake, and here's what she said.
The other way that it's not been proven is simply in holding an audience over a long period of time. $1 billion is a lot of money to invest in an organization that, yes, does have 9 million or so people online, but obviously it's not clear how long that audience will stay or if they will migrate to other sites, which is always a risk.
I mean, Madeline, you know, kids don't have long attention spans. This is a heavily wired generation. They may just find the next big thing and move on.
Tell us about the founder of Facebook. Is he another potential Bill Gates?
You know, the parallels are certainly interesting. Mark Zuckerberg is the 22-year-old founder of Facebook, and like Gates, he dropped out of Harvard to pursue this. But here's the funny twist. The Wall Street Journal says there are other suitors aside from Yahoo for Facebook, and Microsoft was one of them. The story is that Microsoft folks wanted to meet the Facebook folks at 8 o'clock one morning, but the answer was no. Reason? Mr. Zuckerberg doesn't get up that early.
And what's coming up later today in Marketplace?
Well, we'll be back in the real world, Madeline. We're going to be examining the history of Iran's financial involvement with Lebanon.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Steve Tripoli of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.